New York eases Ebola quarantine.
The preferred option is to ask them to stay at home.
New Jersey policy angers quarantined nurse.
I also want to be treated with compassion and humanity.
Second teen dies from wounds in school shooting.
Words cannot express how much we will miss her.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In the face of criticism from health officials and pressure from the White House, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo has dropped plans for hospitalizing health workers returning from the Ebola zone in West Africa. Now it'll be 3 weeks of home quarantine.
During those 21 days, health care workers would check on them twice a day to monitor their temperature and condition. If they develop symptoms, they will be transferred to a hospital.
I'm Heather Bosch in Newark. She's the first medical worker returning from West Africa to be held under New Jersey's mandatory 21-day quarantine. Casey Hickox is in an isolation tent outside University Hospital, even though she has no symptoms of Ebola.
I feel physically completely strong and emotionally completely exhausted.
She tells CNN she has a portable toilet but no shower. She's been wearing paper scrubs ever since she was brought here Friday after returning from Sierra Leone, where she cared for Ebola patients.
She knows how to treat and deal with Ebola. Unfortunately, Governor Christie apparently does not.
Her attorney, Steve Hyman, says Hickok plans to sue to be released.
The reports say a 5-year-old boy who'd been in West Africa has been hospitalized in New York with Ebola symptoms. We're hearing more about what happened in Dallas, where two nurses were infected by a Liberian man with Ebola who died. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
He was heavily sedated, and he had tears rolling down his face.
Nurse John Mulligan was at Thomas Duncan's deathbed. He told CBS's 60 Minutes it was the worst day of his life.
I grabbed a tissue, and I wiped his eyes, and I said, "You're going to be okay." And it wasn't 15 minutes later, I couldn't find a pulse.
Texas Presbyterian has faced criticism that its procedures must have been lax for two of its nurses to catch Ebola. But one nurse, Sadia Rose, told CBS's Scott Pelley that although Duncan acknowledged he'd been in Africa, he initially didn't say he'd been to Liberia, where he lost a daughter to the disease.
What information was it that he denied to the health officials?
About his travels, his pregnant daughter who had died in childbirth. He denied that. He said that's not true.
So he wasn't honest with them?
Yeah.
Rose says it was when Duncan returned to the ER showing Ebola symptoms that the hospital notified the CDC and rushed him into quarantine. Steve?
America's ambassador to the UN is in West Africa.
We are in this with you for the long haul.
Samantha Power has met with political and religious leaders in Guinea.
We have got to overcome the fear and the stigma that are associated with Ebola.
More than 10,000 people in West Africa have been infected. The death toll is nearly 5,000. Now to Marysville, Washington. Native Americans played drums and sang at a service for the victims of Friday's school shooting. Late yesterday, a second student died of her injuries, 14-year-old Gia Soriano. A doctor read a statement from her family.
We've made the decision to donate Gia's organs so that others may benefit. Our daughter was loving and kind, and this gift honors her life.
Paige Eicher was a friend of the 14-year-old gunman who took his own life, Jalen Freiberg.
I honestly think that, like, if he wanted to do something to himself, he didn't want to go by himself. He wanted all his friends to go down with him.
Friends and two of his cousins were among the victims. Three students are still hospitalized, two in critical condition. In Ottawa, investigators say last week's parliament gunman made a video prior to the attack that left him and a soldier dead. Canadian authorities say it's being analyzed, but they indicate he was driven by ideological and political motives. Some people in a rural area on Hawaii's Big Island could be told to leave their homes tomorrow. Lava from an erupting volcano is closing in, moving up to 15 yards an hour.
It's now or never. You know, you pack and you got to get out.
My whole family is in this subdivision that we live in, so we're all in needles and pins.
Up to 60 homes and businesses are in the line of fire. In South Korea, prosecutors are calling for the death penalty for the captain of the ferry that sank back in April. More than 300 on board died, most of them students on a school trip. The news just keeps getting better at the gas pump.
Gasoline prices are down another 18 cents in the past 2 weeks. The new average is just $3.08.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices are down 65 cents from the peak high this year in May and 29 cents lower than last year at this time. A small study finds an antioxidant in chocolate appears to improve some memory skills that people lose as they age. But this Columbia University research found to get the cocoa flavanols needed to make a difference would mean eating about 7 dark chocolate bars a day. The chocolate company Mars funded the study. The San Francisco Giants have a 3-2 lead over Kansas City in the World Series after a 5-0 win.
The San Francisco Giants are one win away from another World Series championship, and the Giant fans are confident.
Oh, I feel great right now. One more game, we're going to do it in 6.
San Francisco was led by its brilliant starting pitcher, Madison Bumgarner. He threw all 9 innings, striking out 8, allowing the Royals just 4 hits.
That's what you set your sights for. You want to finish the game. That's the ultimate goal.
San Francisco catcher Buster Posey said Bumgarner was in complete control.
He just did what he wanted with the baseball. I mean, that's really the simplest way to describe it.
Even though they need just one more win, the Giant players are stopping short of declaring victory. San Francisco first baseman Brandon Belt.
Playing too good of a team over there. They battle and scratch and claw just like we do.
Today is an off day. Game 6 will take place tomorrow in Kansas City. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in San Francisco.
2 weeks ago, St. Louis Cardinals rookie Oscar Tavares hit a home run against the Giants in the National League Championship Series. Yesterday, the 22-year-old outfielder and his girlfriend were killed in an auto accident in the Dominican Republic. Actress Marcia Strassman has died of breast cancer at 66.
Welcome back.
She played Gabe Kaplan's wife on TV's Welcome Back, Kotter in the 1970s. Her movie roles included Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. There's a new analysis of bicycle fatalities in this country. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
Bicycle fatalities are on the rise.
Up about 16% nationwide.
Jonathan Atkins heads up the Governor's Highway Safety Association, says it's not really a nationwide problem.
There are many states where years will go by and no one will die on a bicycle. It's typically the big states that have large urban areas.
Yeah, big cities where bicyclists tangle with automobile traffic. He says 2/3 of those killed on bikes not wearing helmets, 1/4 drunk. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A new first-of-its-kind home test is available today to check for colon cancer. It's a non-invasive procedure that doesn't require the kind of uncomfortable full-day preparation methods for a colonoscopy. The test developed by the Mayo Clinic looks for cancer-related DNA in a stool sample. It's covered by Medicare, but not private insurance, at least not now. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.